Welcome to the Raw Talk with Ike Raw podcast. Thank you for tuning in. On this episode, I'm going to be discussing the importance of supporting incarcerated loved ones. A lot of people have loved ones that are incarcerated. A lot of us have loved ones, who have been incarcerated. I myself have been incarcerated. And, you know, I'm going to just talk about the importance of supporting your loved ones that are incarcerated and are away from their family. A lot of people don't realize, you know, the significance, the importance of keeping in touch with a loved one that's incarcerated. You know, a lot of times, you know, we can be miles and miles away from our family. We can be hours away from our family, you know, sometimes. And, you know, most people, you know, feel as though visits aren't important. You know, they feel as though, you know, writing a letter isn't important. They feel as though sending money to your loved one, you know, isn't important. Now, we know sometimes that, you know, all of us don't have money to, you know, send to a loved one who's incarcerated. But at the end of the day, just $20, you know, just, you know, believe it or not, you know, goes a long way to someone. You know, you have a lot of people, you know, in Pennsylvania, you know, just, you know, for instance, you know, a $20 bill can pay, you know, a cable bill, you know, for a month, because, you know, the inmates are allowed to have cable television if, you know, you are fortunate enough to have a television in your cell. So you have family members, you know, who might have sent, you know, money for television or money for, you know, whatever. Some people don't, you know, have money to send, you know, to loved ones in prison. And we understand that. In that case, you can just write a letter. You know, you can just write a letter. Sometimes, you know, throughout the day, there's 24 hours in a day. I mean, we do a lot of things throughout the day. We spend a lot of time on social media. We spend a lot of time watching television, you know, reality TV, talk shows, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, just imagine if you just sat down and just took, you know, 10 to 20 minutes out your day, you know, and just wrote a letter to your loved one. You know, hey, you know, it's, no, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. How's everything going? You know, you don't have to send money if you don't have the money. You don't have to send a money order or anything like that. But at the end of the day, just hearing, you know, words from a family member or a friend, you know, that's concerned about, you know, your well-being because you're away from society. And, you know, people don't understand that when your name gets called for mail and you're incarcerated, you know, that's like, you know, that's like hitting the lottery. You know what I mean? When they call your name for mail when you're in prison, you know, that's the best feeling of all. You know, one of the best feelings of all, you know, being incarcerated, you know, to get mail, because you have a lot of inmates who don't get mail. They don't get visits. You know, the family, you know, don't, you know, for whatever reason, they aren't in contact with their family. Their families don't contact them. Their families don't send them money. They don't send cards on, you know, Father's Day, Mother's Day, you know, whatever it may be. And because, you know, for some people, they may have burned their bridges with their family members from, you know, constantly being incarcerated. You know, they may be incarcerated because of, you know, a crime against a family member. So, you know, some people, you know, cut their family members off, cut your family members off, meaning you won't support them. You won't, you know, acknowledge them while they're in prison because the crime they committed to land themselves in prison was committed against the family member. So you may see no reason why you should support, you know, that family member when they're incarcerated for maybe, you know, molesting a family member, or, you know, stealing from a family member, killing a family member, you know, raping a family member, you know, anything like that, you know, because stuff like that happens. You know, now I'm going to be real, because this is Raw Talk with Ike Raw. You know, if I had a family member, you know, who was, you know, in prison and it was proven, you know, factual that, you know, they committed, you know, child molestation, you know, that's a family member that will not get any support from Ike Raw. Because when you, you know, do something against a child, you know, you do something against the elderly, you know, like that, and you know better, you rape a woman, you know, stuff like that, there's no sympathy from me. There's going to be no sympathy from the other inmates. And, you know, those inmates, you know, a lot of those inmates do have family members who do support them and still stick by them and, you know, may send them money orders to buy stuff and, you know, things like that. And, you know, some of those inmates, sometimes they get, you know, robbed in prison, you know, because some inmates know that, you know, what they're there for, what they're, you know, convicted of. And, you know, molesting a child, raping a woman, you know, crimes of that nature, they are not, you know, looked upon as, you know, crimes of, you know, you had to do it, you know, sort of like, you know, selling drugs or, you know, committing a burglary or robbery. Yeah, crime is a crime, you know, but at the end of the day, molesting children and raping women, raping anyone, you know what I mean? You know, doing things, you know, taking advantage of people, you know, in situations like that, you know, those kind of people in prison, they don't, you know, get looked at as far as, you know, being like a normal inmate. You know, they're not looked upon as, you know, someone who, would have a good time in prison. Not to say, you know, that prison is a good time, but what I mean is that they won't be able to do their bid, you know, AKA their time, peacefully, you know what I mean? Because of the charges that they're there for. But, you know, nonetheless, you still have family members who have family members who are incarcerated because of, you know, cases like that, and they still stand by them. So, you know, I'm not here to, you know, tell you, you know, don't stick by your family member. If that's what you want to do, then, hey, that's what you want to do. But, you know, me, if I had a family member that was convicted of child molestation, rape, anything like that, anything against the elderly, abuse against the elderly, stuff like that, child endangerment, you will not get no, you will not get respect from me. You will not get any, you know, correspondence from me, you know, at that point in time. But, you know, if you have family members who, you know, have, may have, you know, been in prison for, you know, shooting someone and may have murdered a child by accident or murdered anyone by accident, you know, those, you know, situations like that, I've been incarcerated with people like that who, you know, are in the prison for the rest of their life, for, you know, being in a shootout and, you know, killed the wrong person, you know, and they have to sit in prison for the rest of their life. You know, situations like that, you know, those are hard pills to swallow, you know, for some people, because at the end of the day, you know, if you weren't shooting the gun, no one would be murdered. It doesn't matter that the person you were trying to kill is not the person, you know, that got killed, but, you know, you killed someone. So, you know, you took a life. You know, I always believe that if you take a life intentionally, knowingly take a life that was your intention, I believe that your life should be taken as well. So, I mean, that's how I feel. So the topic of this podcast was to discuss the importance of supporting incarcerated loved ones. So, you know, a lot of people who have been incarcerated, if you're listening now and you know what I'm talking about, then, you know, shout out and kudos to you, because it is hard for, you know, a lot of people who, you know, are incarcerated and, you know, can't, you know, have the means to maybe fight their case, you know, before they go to trial, you know, being incarcerated, you know, you need help on the outside, you know, sometimes to contact your lawyer, contact your probation or parole officer. If you have a detainer, you know, on you, you need the, you may need witnesses found, you may need, you know, you may need anything to help you with your case, you know, when you're on your way to trial, you know, even if you're on a probation or parole violation, you may be innocent and, you know, you may need someone to help you out. And, you know, it's very important that our family, you know, helps us in situations like that. It's very important that we don't burn our bridges, you know, meaning constantly being incarcerated and, you know, continually to get incarcerated and coming home and not, you know, contributing to the home, not contributing to your family. You know, at the end of the day, they're going to get tired of that shit. You know, keep bailing you out, keep putting money on your books, keep putting money on your phone. I mean, no one has time and no one has money to keep supporting a grown man, a grown woman, a child, a juvenile who constantly, you know, wants to, you know, break the laws and, you know, defy, you know, all responsibilities as a human being and keep getting incarcerated. No one has time for that. I've been incarcerated with grown men, you know, who are older than me at the time. And, you know, the only support they had was their mother, who possibly could be, you know, 60, 70, 80 years old sometimes. And they depended on their mothers, you know, to send them money and visit them. And, you know, I just used to look on and sometimes like, wow, you like, you really have your mom coming to see you so many, you know, hours away and sending you money. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know, some people, you know, fathers as well, you know, grandmothers, grandfathers, aunts, uncles, you know, they really have relatives who they stick behind, and they know how hard prison is. They know how hard it is to be incarcerated, because it can affect a lot of us, you know, mentally at the end of the day, if we don't have that support on the outside to keep us mentally stable. And, you know, the next thing is, you know, being released from prison, you know, because that's the main thing. If you have the support during your time, no matter if you're in prison for, you know, 6 months, 6 years, 60 years, you know, at the end of the day, if you have the support during your time of incarceration, when you are released, it'll make, you know, your transition into society a little more easier, you know, knowing that you have people who can show you where to go get an identification at, where to get your social security card at, you know, where to go apply for a job, how to fill out a job application, you know, stuff like that. You know, because some of us come home and, you know, like I said earlier, we burned our bridges. You know, some of our family members may have, you know, are deceased now. They've moved on, and we come home and we have nothing. We go to halfway houses, and you know, we have to find our way from there. We have to get jobs, and you know, we still have to, you know, pay the halfway house for staying there, and we got to save money and, you know, get housing, and you know, we don't really have anyone to help us. So some of us, you know, revert back to the things that we used to do, and that's, you know, selling drugs, or that's robbing people, that's doing something negative to put us back in the same position that we were in. And that leads me back to what I said earlier about, you know, the cycle of going back to prison, where you're trying to depend on your family again to send you money while you're incarcerated, to take your phone calls when they just did this for you, and now you're back again. So, you know, we all have to take responsibility for the things that we do, the positions that we put ourselves in, and understand that, you know, we're all human beings, we're all grown adults, whether you're a man or woman, you know, especially, you know, the children as well, because you have a lot of juveniles who get in trouble, and, you know, they just think, you know, because they're not going to prison, you know, they're just going to kiddie jail for a couple of weeks, couple of months, and everything's fine. And then the pattern starts because they're getting used to it. And then before you know it, you know, they're in CFCF, which is the, you know, county jail in Pennsylvania, Philly on state road. Then they're going upstate, you know, then it goes on and on and on and on and on. So the importance of supporting incarcerated loved ones is very important. If you have a loved one who's incarcerated and you haven't spoken to them in a while, hey, just write them a letter. You know, it doesn't have to be anything long. You know, I miss you, I love you, anything like that. Hey, you know, how you doing? How you been? I was just thinking about you. You know, I was listening to Raw Talk with Ike Raw podcast, and, you know, he had me thinking about, hey, you know what? Let me write my son. Let me write my nephew. Let me write my sister. Let me write my cousin. You know, let me write my, you know, my husband. Let me write my wife. You know, whatever, you know, the situation may be, just take out a pen or paper, get a stamp, and then a little, just send up, you know, you don't have to fill up the paper two sides, just write, you know, you will be surprised how, you know, that will, you know, may turn someone's day. You know, that person that's incarcerated, you know, maybe had a bad phone call with an attorney, may have had a bad game of spades, may have had a bad game of pinochle, may have had a bad game of chess, may have had a bad game of basketball, anything, you know what I mean? And, you know, just getting a letter from a loved one could turn that whole day around, stop them from going to the hole, doing something crazy. You know what I mean? Going to the hole means, you know, 23-1. You know, that means, you know, solitary when you do an infraction, you know, as far as fighting or something like that, because you're frustrated. You haven't gotten any mail. You haven't gotten any visits, you know, in 3, 4, 5 years. You know what I mean? It's real for some people sometimes. So, you know, we have to just think about those things and understand that our loved ones that are incarcerated, you know, they're not dead. You know, they're just incarcerated. You know, the old saying goes, you know, out of sight, out of mind. And, you know, that's how it is for a lot of people. You know, if they don't see you, you know, it's, they just don't care about you. So if you're not calling constantly, asking them, hey, what's going on? What I'm missing, what's going on? Then, you know, most people aren't going to be concerned with you. So take out the pen, take out the paper, write your loved one a letter. Let them know that you're thinking about them. I'm not saying you have to say you love them, because, hey, all of our loved ones we don't love. You know what I mean? They may be our relative, but that doesn't mean that, hey, we love them. We say, hey, I care about you. I'm just sending you a letter, you know, just see how you're doing. So, you know, just think about that. So the importance of, you know, supporting an incarcerated loved one is very important. Just wanted to give you guys something to think about. Like I said, if you have an incarcerated loved one, whether it's your son, your father, your husband, your daughter, your sister, your cousin, your aunt, whatever it is, you know, if you can go visit, go visit. If you can't visit, just send them a letter. You know, give them a number they can call just to talk to you. If you want to make a three-way call for them, you know, let them talk to another family member. But, you know, it's very important that we keep in touch with our loved ones that are incarcerated. This has been Raw Talk with Ike Raw. Thank you for tuning in once again. Make sure that you guys subscribe on the Anchor app to my podcast, Raw Talk with Ike Raw. You can listen to the podcast on any podcast affiliate, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, Pocket Cast. Also follow me on Twitter. That's at Ike Raw 1977. Facebook and Instagram at North Philly Ike Raw. And make sure you guys stay tuned. We got a big extravaganza coming up on July the 6th at Unity Hall. Shout out to Boss Lady Mac. She's the hottest female rapper in Philadelphia right now. So you guys make sure you go check her out at BLM First Lady. And Unity Hall, yes, she's going to shut it down Friday, July 6th. So make sure you guys get your tickets. I do have some tickets. She has tickets as well. Tickets are $10 now. There'll be 20 at the door. We have 1 hour open bar. Also, we're going to have a 1 hour open buffet. We have all kind of drink specials, you know, food specials. We have some performances. Some performers are going to be coming through. I'm not going to tell you guys now, but I'll be telling you more about it. You know, we got some special guests as well. So once again, thank you guys for tuning in. This has been Raw Talk with Ike Raw. Until the next time.